we did it. You were right, we did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to watch my chat.
Oh my gosh.
Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life?
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. This has been one of the most difficult weeks of my life since the Capitol siege occurred and I put my life on the line and I risked it all to capture and break the news to the world of the crimes that were being committed that day and the reality of the situation that we were facing as a nation. You know, the entire world has attempted to destroy my life and they have come from every angle. They are harassing my wife, my family, trying to destroy this show, this network, whatever they can to completely undermine the reality that, you know, I guess the fact that Blaze TV is a better reporting agency on the budget of about, way less budget than these billion-dollar companies. You know, it's been difficult for me to get up every day, and I'm not going to lie. I haven't been sleeping through the night. I'm feeling very sick. My head hurts and it's been, something you might even notice is that we're not in our main studio. We are in an undisclosed location. Luckily we still have my producer Savannah is sticking with us. She's here. She's looking as lovely as ever. Savannah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Lige. This has definitely been a very difficult week for both of us. And one of my favorite things about this show is that we keep it so raw and real with our audience. And I'm glad that you're coming forward and, you know, really explaining how reporting has affected you in 2021. It's very sad to see the state of our country and that we can't even report on an event without the severe backlash that, you know, you've been facing, we've been facing as a network. So, to all the viewers, too, who expressed a lot of concern in the last video in the comments, thank you to everyone who's been reaching out to Elijah, supporting the show. We really appreciate all of you.
Yeah, guys, I really, truly tell you, I am not exaggerating when I say that we are fighting the biggest institutions and people in this country and in the world. And I know it's a shocker that this show is slightly offensive, which, by the way, we can cue the confetti here. We can cue this. This is what you guys, your support brings graphics like this. This is kind of a somber entry, and I had to keep it real here. It is costing me almost everything except for my life at the moment to continue to do this job, and I'm not quitting on you guys. And I won't quit on you guys if you don't quit on me either. And I want to let you know, because of that, we can get deplatformed anywhere. They're trying to remove us off of everything. I just got deplatformed for a second time on Facebook and Instagram, but we're going to get that back. And, you know, they've removed all monetization here on YouTube. They've hit us where they think it hurts. But thanks to you guys, we are offering a special promotion to help you guys to be able to come in and support the reporting and what we're doing to combat the false narratives. If you go to blazetv.com/Elijah today, we are now giving we're renewing the best deal ever to support us. It's $30 off a year subscription. Guys, we can get removed off YouTube, off Facebook, but they cannot take us off Blaze TV, and Blaze TV is not backing down. And if they're not backing down and they're some of the last people that are supporting us, and they're going to keep their money where their mouth is, please support them right now at blazetv.com/Elijah. And it's just become a member and please get your content where it can't be removed. We made the website for times like this. Also, I know a lot of you guys can't afford a membership, and that's totally okay. If you go right now, if you go to Apple iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Store, please stop what you're doing. Click the links in the description and subscribe or follow us on audio-only podcasts and leave a 5-star review. I am asking you guys from the bottom of my heart as somebody who is... I'm not complaining about it because I voluntarily did this, but from somebody who's genuinely dealing with some of the worst attacks in cancel culture that is really stretching the limits of our ability to produce the show and continue. We aren't stopping, but I need you guys to subscribe to the audio only podcast. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's just a way to jump on. But I want to talk to you about this right now. So we are going to be breaking in some amazing stories and showing you how CNN has colluded with BLM activists and with people who were encouraging rioters. I do want to say this. There is a man named John Sullivan, and if you can go to my screen right here, let's talk about this. There's a breaking story, number one trending in the world. John Sullivan was charged in federal court after being arrested by the FBI. He was heard allegedly egging on protesters in a video he provided, according to federal criminal complaint. He remains in custody in Utah on U.S. Marshals hold request. So I want to talk to you a little bit about this. So John Sullivan was a reporter. He was a non-credentialed reporter who appeared on Anderson Cooper on CNN as a credible source. This is him pictured right here. So I don't know if you guys know this, but the entire world is trying to make up lies that somehow, you know, I'm in collusion with people who committed crimes at the Capitol Hill. It's a flat out lie. It's intentionally dishonest. It's something that I think that the people who have intentionally defamed me and slandered this show knew what they were doing. I have a lot of enemies. But it's funny because, you know, CNN actually uses this informant. We can bring him back up. This is Anderson Cooper. This is, I think, is Anderson Cooper homosexual? It doesn't matter. But I think he's, he's one of the homosexual anchors, and he is, you know, a real, you know, kind of snooty guy. And he's, you know, the CNN, I'm real proper. Everyone's not like me. I'm a coastal elitist. And he's really got that. I'm from LA and I know these kind of people. And, you know, I just want to say that as we expose John Sullivan and we get into the reality of who he is, John Sullivan is a convicted terrorist, and CNN supports him. CNN supports terrorists. And I will not withhold that statement. And this is very serious. It could, because again, we have the left wing accusing the right wing of doing what they're doing. And this is the playbook. This is what they do. Savannah, this is what they do. You know, every time they accuse us of something, we find out they're doing it too.
Exactly. It happens every single time. I mean, time and time again, take any topic you want to in the political realm. And that always seems to be the case. And it's very frustrating too, because, you know, I feel like the reason why this week has been so difficult is because while CNN is actually doing what they are saying we are doing, they're also simultaneously trying to destroy us for the lies that they're actually a part of.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that in a lot more in just a moment here. But guys, I have to let you know something. I want to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of this show, that is ScoreMaster. Now, if you're like me, I'm considering buying a home soon. I want to move out of my apartment. Some of you guys might be wanting to buy a car. But the main thing that prevents all of us from getting ahead and from being able to actually pursue our financial dreams is our credit score. It can even prevent you from renting a house. And a lot of you don't know how to get your credit score up. Well, I'm going to tell you that the average person who uses this ScoreMaster can actually raise their credit score 97 points. This is incredible. 97 points, which if you're buying a home loan, you can actually save over $100,000 over the course of the loan if you raised your credit score this high. Not only that, you could qualify for better APR rates. But you're going, well, how do I do that? Well, I want to let you know that ScoreMaster credit scientists have actually discovered an algorithm that super boosts credit scores, not a few points, but 97 points. So if you have okay credit and you're planning on buying a car or something like that, and you do ScoreMaster first, and you boost your score, the average is of 61 points in 20 days or less. Guys, I'm telling you right now, go to scoremaster.com/offensive. If you are my follower, support the sponsors of this show, but also support yourself. Boost your score. No matter where you are, or you're going to buy something now or in the future, go to scoremaster.com/offensive. Write that down. Send that to friends. And please boost your score so that you get rates. I want you all to save money, and I would appreciate if you saved money. So please go to scoremaster.com/offensive and find out how to boost your score up to 97 points. 97 points right now. That's amazing, guys. Okay, so let's talk about this. So John Sullivan was arrested. We're going to go through his whole charges and what was happening here. But this is vital that we explain this. So we have this clip here. John Sullivan voluntarily handed over his footage to prosecutors from the FBI, who are currently arresting a lot of people and investigating many more. I'm not entirely sure what the state is for all people, but it is a very severe case. John Sullivan, unfortunately, was caught on camera with Jade Sacker, who I have her website here. Let's bring this up. Jade Sacker is a documentary photographer currently based in Los Angeles, California, having graduated from the International Center of Photography last spring. Of course, she clarifies that she came from a Native American family. Irrelevant. Nobody cares. She's attractive, though. My wife's hotter. But hey, she's still pretty. She has a nice face. I'll give her that. You know, nobody compares to Kez. Honestly, even Sav, you're a very sweet girl and you're very beautiful as well. But I'm sorry, guys.
No, honestly,
Kez is the most amazing person.
Kez is the most amazing person. Kez is the person that keeps me and Elijah sane.
Yeah.
So she's the saint of this show. She's really the backbone of
Slightly. She really is.
She is.
She is. We'll have her on more when we're not in such hot times. But if you look at her client list here, I'm like degrading my producer's lovely. She is. And she's also, you know, guys, hit her up, harass her, become her simp. She says here her client list is NBC, NPR, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, and as well as some other publications I don't know. Now, the reason why we're bringing this up is because as John Sullivan was arrested, we're going to go to this video here that was released by AMUSE. I think this was actually leaked by the federal investigators. CNN's Jade Sacker, who apparently people are saying she worked for CNN, I don't know, is penetrating the Capitol with a member of BLM. I don't think he's actually Antifa, guys. He seems to be more BLM. But he was there to document, but he also looked like he was there to catch crimes. Listen to, as they accuse us of conspiring with the protesters, I never conspired with anybody. Listen to them on film talking about how they worked with protesters to get in, and they're excited about it. I mean, this is insane.
We did it. You were right, we did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to watch my chat. Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life? No.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'll delete the But I didn't record you. It's just worthless.
So here's some of the things that stood out to me. So right now, if you can go to my screen here, we have the official prosecution documents. United States of the District for the Court of the District of Columbia, United States of America versus John Earl Sullivan. Violations include civil disorders, restricted accessing restricted buildings or grounds here on the right, and violent entry or disorderly conduct. As we go into this affidavit, what you found here is this Jade and John were entering into the Capitol, and it turns out while they were saying that they were just recording, they were actually heard celebrating that they made it in. Now, I want to say this. On the flip side, a journalist being excited about, you know, being a part of a very crazy moment that might actually, you know, boost their career is not odd. So while everyone's saying, oh, Jade, this photographer that's excited she made it in, you know, that immediately says that she colluded with the rioters. I don't think that immediately says that, because honestly, if you cover riots, you would know that people just go like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm part of history, even if you don't support it. I mean, when I was in Kenosha and I watched people burning down cities, I was just like, whoa, like I was also in shock. But she sounds excited, like happy, not in shock. It's like, we did it. We did it. We made it in. Woo! And it's like, to me, that sounds a little bit like maybe you were not just documenting the event, but you're happy that you made it inside. I don't know, Savannah, but that's what that looks like to me.
It sounds like she's very excited to be there. And again, too, you know, you and I have actually watched history unfold with our own two eyes mm-hmm. as we were reporting on it. So it is a very... you know, sometimes these situations, you can get excited about them or be like, wow, I can't believe that this is happening. But also as a reporter, you know, you should always take a step back and just be observing everything and reporting on it, not necessarily cheering it on.
Yeah. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with like being like, whoa, I can't believe we did it. But here's the problem is if we go back, let me get down here for a second. Where is a statement of fact supporting probable cause? Okay. So John Sullivan got arrested because he voluntarily handed over his footage to the FBI after claiming that he was working for, you know, some sort of mainstream media outlets. But let's read some of these things. On January 7th, 2021, Sullivan participated in a voluntary interview with a Federal Bureau of Investigation agent in Washington, D.C. Sullivan also stated that he was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th when scores of individuals entered it. Sullivan stated that he was wearing a ballistic vest and gas mask while there. Not weird for a journalist. He showed the interviewing agent the ballistic vest. He further stated that he entered the U.S. Capitol with others through a window. Okay, so this is already getting weird. That had been broken out, which is not good. This is where it gets bad. Sullivan stated that he followed the crowd as the crowd pushed past U.S. Capitol Police and followed the crowd into the U.S. Capitol. Now, the problem is that in this document, which we're going to link in the description so you can read it yourself, Sullivan also admitted that he actually is the one who broke the window. So, I mean, even if we want to justify a journalist like Sav, I can already see her face. It's like,
and I'm like, this Sullivan?
Yeah, it's like, it's not good if CNN's John Sullivan is breaking windows of the U.S. Capitol. He's on there. He also said this, that Sullivan had further stated that he had been present at the shooting of a woman within the U.S. Capitol by U.S. Capitol police officer, and that he had filmed the incident. During the interview, Sullivan showed that the interviewing agent the footage he had taken, which Sullivan stated he had uploaded to the internet. Now, he was also immediately outside of the speaker's lobby within the U.S. Capitol. The footage that Sullivan showed the interviewing agent included footage of individuals breaking glass. But as we go down, at the conclusion of the interview, he provided a copy of all of the footage that he recorded. And this is where things turned south for John Sullivan, CNN's John Sullivan. Oh, this is so bad. Okay.
I love your reaction to this.
Because this is so sad. It's so dumb, dude. This guy is not smart. Look, during his footage, Sullivan narrates it as he is moving. Okay, so he narrated his own break-in, and his voice is clearly recognized in the video, it says. Then as we go down here, here's some images provided to the police. It says here that he's saying things like, "There are so many people. Let's go. This SHIT is ours. F yeah. We accomplished this SHIT. We did this together. F yeah.
Oh no.
We are all a part of this history. Let's burn this SHIT down." So
so maybe if you're committing federal crimes and then give the evidence over to the FBI, you shouldn't narrate that it's you doing it.
Yeah. Okay. This is where we just take off our tinfoil hats and just say, and CNN's own correspondent that was there that has been previously, we're going to get into his backstory a little bit, but I mean, to put this into perspective, CNN's John Sullivan tried to burn down the Capitol building and claimed that he wanted to burn it down. And this is the problem with the media. The media thinks that the right-wing journalists somehow were there trying to burn down the Capitol building. And by no means does any of the journalists, including the Daily Caller staff who was inside, they were not trying to burn down the building or commit any crimes. I did not commit any crimes, was not trying to either. We were there to document an event very seriously. But it turns out that it's the left wing that was actually working to cause problems. I know some of you have said that I said that most of the people were not Antifa. This is still not evidence that most of the people were Antifa, though Rudy Giuliani said today that they have evidence there's 226 Antifa members who coordinated this. Did you see that recent drop, Savannah?
I have not, but it wouldn't be surprising to me because we have seen that Antifa has been trying to call for a revolution. So why wouldn't they take advantage of a situation of thousands of angry people mm-hmm. sieging a capital? Why wouldn't they seize on that to, you know, further push their destructive cause? So it is not surprising to me at all.
Yeah, but this gets even worse, guys. You know, as they try to cancel us and get, you know, ruin our lives, it's like funny because this guy was also, I think he was on Good Morning America. I might be wrong. But I want to say this. John Sullivan, you guys saying, well, you know, when CNN had him on, CNN didn't know that he was like an extremist. They didn't know. I mean, and that's a fair statement, except for, you know, Brandon Gutschwager. I love BG. He's such a good journalist. BG, don't kill me for using your footage here. It's watermarked. If you ever want to come on the show, we'll have you on again or for the first time. BG's a very good reporter. Here's a video of John Sullivan actually calling for violence recently. I've seen this clip before. At a BLM rally. He's an activist, he's an extremist. Let's watch this clip.
What's going on, everybody? My name's John Sullivan. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. My group is Insurgents USA. We burned the down. Who, anybody out here seeing that white militia guy shoot three kids? Yeah. That guy. And I will tell you this, is in Utah, a whole bunch of white militia came out there, formed against our group. We out there strapped. We out there ready to burn that. We out there to defend our. We got to defend ourselves now, too. We do. Because power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Damn right. We got Rick Trump out of that office right over there. Pull him out that. Nah, we ain't about until the next election. We about to go get that. I ain't about that. Because you know what time it is? I want y'all to be after me. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution.
Where did I hear that calling these people who stormed the Capitol revolutionaries because they've been calling for a revolution? Savannah, where did we get probable cause to call them revolutionaries? I mean, it's like almost like they've been saying this.
It's like, actually, we go to these events and we kind of just make up words. We just like pick words out of the dictionary and we're like, yeah, revolutionary, patriot. We're not calling them that because they call themselves that. We're calling them that because we just decided that that's what they should be.
Yeah, it's because we're, you know, they say we're sympathetic with people committing crimes. Guys, I want to make this serious. You know, when people say that if you hold right-wing views that you cannot record an event of extremism in this country, that's insane. Because first of all, the argument is that because I'm a Trump supporter or that I voted for Trump, that somehow I was okay with the crimes committed at the Capitol. Now, the very interesting argument about that is that a lot of the violence and the crimes were committed between law enforcement and alleged Trump supporters. Now, 84% of law enforcement voted for Donald Trump. So if I was supporting Trump supporters at the Capitol, that would mean that I would have to be supporting both the law enforcement and the people that were invading the Capitol at the very same time. And so it's like, maybe I wasn't for or against anybody. Maybe I was just there to document and show people what was going on. But on top of that, if you're going to somehow blast me as an individual saying, well, he is right wing to some extent. And so, you know, therefore he must be sympathetic with, you know, people attacking police officers and vandalizing offices. It's like, well, if you're going to use that type of narrative and that type of accountability, then every single journalist who was sympathetic with BLM is responsible for the crimes of Black Lives Matter at the riots they were covering, which is almost every left-wing journalist that was covering the BLM riots, at least the very few that actually did. And that would mean that CNN is you know, it means that CNN is responsible for Kenosha. It's so stupid. It's a double standard. You know, and it's like, it's just so dumb, you know, and I want to say this. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but this is even crazier. Check this out. So this article from The Blaze, I put it in a reader for you. We're going to talk about this. John Sullivan is also supported by the mainstream media. John Sullivan trained for Olympics and appeared in an Uber commercial before becoming a left-wing activist and riding at the Capitol. But guys, before we jump into this, I want to let you know something important. Every time I go to a riot, you would know this. What am I wearing, Savannah? What is my favorite thing to wear at riots?
Riot underwear, Tommy John's.
Yes, I wear my riot underwear. Guys, I'm wearing them right now. I'm telling you, this is actually the truth. I'm not really a big promoter of a lot of clothing. I'm a very simple guy. I wear a hoodie. But there's one part of my body that I want to keep safe, and I want it to breathe, and I want it to stay dry, and I don't want chafing. And that is my junk. And I'm going to tell you this. Tommy John is the best pair of underwear for men and women that are out there. And I know that. I've never worn women's underwear. Maybe I have. Who knows? But I'm just kidding. No, my wife does wear Tommy John. She loves it. She works out in it. And guys, it is the best no chafe, no drag underwear out there. Why waste your money on stupid underwear that doesn't help you out? Go to TommyJohn.com/offensive. Get 15% off your entire order. Guys, I've tried Calvin Klein and I've tried all the Target brands. I hate them all. Tommy John is my favorite. I wear it. I invest in it. I buy them myself. I buy a lot of them. I really, really enjoy them. Go to TommyJohn.com/offensive to get the best underwear. Do your junk a favor. Do your wife's body a favor and get the best loungewear and underwear in America. Go to TommyJohn.com/offensive for 15% off your order. Just do it. Savannah, do you own Tommy John?
I don't. Not yet, but you've been hyping them up and so is Kezia. Every single time I'm over at your guys' house early in the morning, I'm like, Kez, what are you wearing? Those pajamas are so cute. She's like, Tommy John, girl, feel the fabric. So comfortable, so soft. So I'm missing out. What can I say?
Yeah, well, don't be like Savannah. Be like me and go to TommyJohn.com/offensive. So let's read this article. So this is important. John Sullivan trained for the Olympics and appeared in an Uber commercial before becoming a left-wing activist and rioting at the Capitol. We have a video of that. We'll read the article in a second. Let's watch the Uber commercial that sponsors someone who's, you know, promoting terrorism. So before you cancel people who were documenting, remember CNN's John Sullivan is also supported by Uber rideshare app. Let's watch this.
There's no other time in my life that I will be able to do this again. My dream is to be world champion. Every single day, 6 hours a day. I wouldn't be able to do that. It's just not possible. Uber allows me that flexibility to spend more time on the ice. I am John Sullivan. I'm a world-class speed skater, and I drive with Uber.
Oops. Oh, no.
Oops.
Does this mean we need to cancel Uber now?
Yeah, well, everyone cancel. Everyone delete your Uber app. We have to cancel them because they once had a guy that's a terrorist on their commercial. Madison, cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. Madison's back. Guys, Madison's back from vacation. Remember Madison? She is our favorite doll we got. Honestly, I have a real news. Savannah, can you just run over and grab that package and hand it to me? I'm going to keep reading this article for a second. Put the article on the screen real fast, and I'm going to read this article to them. This is very important. This is crazy. So John Sullivan trained for the Olympics and appeared in an Uber commercial before becoming a left-wing activist and rioting at the Capitol. He videotaped himself participating in the rioting. John Sullivan, the man who was arrested for his part in the U.S. Capitol rioting, was an Olympic speed skater. This was in 2016 when he appeared at Uber. He also raised $2,680 through GoFundMe. You guys, GoFundMe is sponsoring terrorists. Cancel GoFundMe. We have to cancel all of our big tech companies. And this is crazy. Who knew big tech was sponsors of domestic terrorism? Did you know that? I mean, I didn't know that.
Imagine. That's,
are you shocked?
Imagine that.
Mm. Yeah. Insane. It says this, that James Sullivan, his brother, told PT News that he became radicalized very quickly. It has hurt our family, James said. My mother cries most days. So John Sullivan founded an Insurgents USA, a left-wing activist organization after the death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He told KUTV that he has traveled to Washington, D.C. in order to document various protests, but a federal affidavit quotes him as encouraging the rioting from inside the Capitol. So he's been charged with the crimes. Now, I'll open this in a second. Guys, this is my point. I'm not being serious. We are not canceling Uber. We're not canceling GoFundMe. This is the stupidity of cancel culture and why it's so dumb is because it's just like, look, these companies didn't know John Sullivan would become a radicalized individual. It doesn't look like he's responsible for most of the rioting, but he did encourage it. And it looks like he was genuinely there to document, but also to take part in it. And, you know, like, at least I can say I definitely did not commit any crimes inside, you know, or around the grounds. I was documenting it as a journalist, credentialed journalist with a congressional press pass and license. I was operating, you know, within police lines alongside officers. I was really doing my best to, you know, keep things kosher. But man, this is crazy that CNN and mainstream news outlets support these people. It really is crazy. And that's why you have to be careful. But you know, we're not going to cancel Uber. We're not going to cancel these people. It just shows you how quickly people can be pushed to extremism. And guys, at the end of the show, we're going to open up that package. It's a really cool thing. I'll explain it in a moment. But I want to bring this up. So, you know, as, this guy has a history of this, right? Rebellion Baby. If you can open up this thread, people have been warning about John Sullivan for a long time. Seattle protest community alert. We have reason to believe that a likely infiltrator agent provocateur by the name of John Sullivan or activist John is attempting to insert himself in the Seattle protest community. I'm not going to read one out of 23. Oh my gosh. John has been kicked from the Salt Lake City and Portland protest scenes due to alarming behaviors, including grifting, profiteering, self-promotion, clout chasing, sabotage of community actions, threats of violence, and maybe most disturbingly, ties to the far right. So they're saying that he's actually far right. I'm going to be honest. I didn't read this thread until now. Savannah, did you read this thread? I just put it in here.
I did not.
Okay. So this is getting, can we read, we should read a little more of this. This is juicy.
Let's get into it.
And I swear I'm not that pink, guys. Purple.
But Elijah freaks out about his color grading because I don't know why you always get the better camera when we're on screen. But yeah, you look.
She always gets better camera lighting than I do.
I am Asian, so maybe that's why I look more yellow than you do.
Well, yeah. And then also too, like I have this problem, this gland problem where my face swells. And I have like my jaw moves around and people always think that I'm like addicted to cocaine. And I wish that was the case because then I could quit the cocaine and then my jaw would stop moving, but it doesn't stop. And then I get like, and everyone always thinks that I'm like, oh, people are always like, you gained weight or you've lost weight. And it's like, no, it's just how puffy my face is for the day because sometimes my face just hangs.
I love when people leave you mean comments and you're like, hey, someone asked me why I was fat.
And I'm like, just excess like, calories?
Okay, I'm sorry that happened, Lige. People on the internet are mean. Here
everyone's always wondering why it looks like I'm always gaining weight. It's because I have a gland problem in my chin hangs. Does anyone else have that problem? If you have that problem, let us know below and we can cry together. The fact that even though we're not fat, our faces make us look obese. Well, speaking of people who have problems, John Sullivan, in short, it says here, John's brother James is the co-founder of a pro-Trump org called Civilized Awakening and has strong ties to Proud Boys, even having spoken at a Proud Boy rally. The brother's polarized political stances can conveniently bolster the other's public personas. Well, you can read this thread. It's here. It's by, the account is by Rebellion Baby, and it is timestamped November 26, 2020. We won't jump into that much longer, but I will say that as we look at this, John Sullivan has a history of extremism, and it looks like that he, I don't know how that's ties to the right wing, but it looks like CNN should have known about this, and they still chose to use him. And this Jade Sacker, as we saw, is being used by a lot of people, but she seems to be excited to have gotten in. Now, I think she's less to blame. Savannah, I don't know about your saying, but there's a way to construe the way that she's talking that on one end, I think she could make an argument for herself that she was just like excited that she was filming a documentary apparently. And that she was just like, I can't believe we did it or whatever she was saying. Like she's happy because she's getting good footage for her video. And I'll give her that. Mm-hmm. But I also just think it's funny because the irony is that like on tape, the left-wing activists are excited about being in the Capitol or encouraging the violence. And the left-wing is keeps saying, it's the right wing who was doing it. And we're all the journalists that are on the right wing should go to jail. And it's like, well, right. Look and at yourself in the mirror.
In terms of John Sullivan, too, we have to, again, note that video that we played earlier in the show where he is previously calling to burn things down, rip Trump out of office. He's at the actual event on his own footage saying that he wants to burn it down and incite violence or incite, you know, whatever he was doing there. So, again, when it comes to people who are reporting versus people who have a history of calling for burning down government property and pulling politicians out of office, and then, you know, we see them at these types of mm-hmm. events, that's worth noting too.
And can I also say too, if we go to my screen, he has AOC eyes, you know, like these ones, they always look like this.
The crazy eyes.
But, you know, I'll just say this. The only things that I told people in the Capitol is like, I warned people that they could get shot by officers, which someone did. You know, I mean, and I also would say this too. So I have to put people on a perspective here. We need to be fair though. We need to be fair here and say this. If you're a left-wing journalist, there's a level of being agreeable with this that it makes sense in terms of the fact that people were attacking left-wing journalists at this event. They were attacking the AP. I helped the BBC photographer not get attacked. I mean, people aren't happy with the media. And just like the right-wing media gets attacked at left-wing events, people tried to attack me. And I was like, I'm with Blaze TV. And then they didn't attack me. So like we've gone in black block to left-wing events. I've held a shield at the front of an Antifa line. I've marched with Antifa with a shield so I could get frontline footage of their assault on the Department of Homeland Security federal courthouse.
Right.
Does that mean that I supported Antifa, that I'm sympathetic? No, it means I'm a journalist embedding myself to get the right footage. That's called journalism. So I don't think it's weird if a left-wing journalist pretends to be right-wing or like, you know, embeds himself to blend in so he doesn't get attacked or so he doesn't like, I mean, I'm being serious, guys. They were attacking people. We have footage from our previous episodes. They destroyed a lot of people's cameras and the FBI is investigating this. But it's a different thing to like commit a crime, right? Like, I mean, I broke my leg in Portland. You guys saw this footage. Remember this when they attacked AP News and they poured water. This is from Julio Rosas from Town Hall Media. You can follow Julio Rosas on Twitter. He regularly covers riots. You can also go to townhall.com as well, which is a great publication. And this is the Trump supporters destroying all of their camera equipment. And it really, this was a common thing. And it's actually true that they really, like they knocked over very expensive cameras, nice tripods, lights, hitting things. And I know people say this was all Antifa, but I mean, they're like, that guy's with the beard, not Antifa. Again, I still say Antifa probably played a part in this to an extent. BLM probably did. I just don't think it was fair to blame them all.
Right? I agree, because let's look at the muscle definition of a lot of the people at the front lines of, mm-hmm. you know, initially pushing past that first line of police. Those are not Antifa members.
Right. No, 100%. And I want to bring up this video as we, you know, sort of bring this full circle. As the left freaks out and says, you know, the right wing are the journalists who are committing the crimes. We have a history of extremism. Wrong. I don't. Savannah doesn't. We actually have a very good reputation. I'm pretty sure we're going to be fine here. But John Sullivan does have a reputation, yet they still rely on him while accusing us of the things he did that he's doing. But also they say, oh, how has anyone reacted violently in DC over a lost election? I don't know. Let's play this video from Inauguration Day in 2017. Can we remember what the left wing did in DC on Inauguration Day? Let's play that clip.
You all right, boss?
Yeah.
Come on, follow me.
We'll keep moving. Keep
moving. Oh, watch out. Let's go.
Watch your body. Watch your body.
Well, based off this footage, we can see that the left took Trump getting into office very well. Yeah. That was a lot of peaceful protest there.
Yikes, guys. It's like, did we forget? Like, they did this too. And I get why people were pissed then. I get why people are pissed now. I understand why people get angry. But I just want to say this: with John Sullivan being arrested and being held and encouraging the crimes that were going on there, while the left tries to blame the right wing, meanwhile, while they say that we are, you know, the right wing's insane for committing crimes around inauguration, they did the exact thing in 2017, 2018, when they stormed the Supreme Court. Do we not forget 2020 in June when they stormed the White House and tried to burn it down? I mean, guys, this is just selective justice, and we need to really be held accountable for all of this. I'm gonna let you guys know. Thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We're glad to have Madison back in here, and we're really grateful. And as I promised you guys, so this is like really stupid. Guys, they don't recommend our videos on YouTube or anywhere anyway. So you guys stick around for the long haul. Okay, so this is really important. This is, I have not been going to the gym. I need to work out. Okay. So this is something really important. One of you guys really liked Madison so much. Oh my gosh, they included the paper and the pen that you were like, they wanted their own. I'm not gonna say who it is, because I don't want to ruin their life. Oh my gosh. Okay. But one of you guys liked Madison so much, and you thought it was such a good idea to bring Madison on the show, that you, can I just like have a better job? That you asked me if you could get your own Madison and have us sign it and send it, sign your own Madison. Look at this. And that I would sign it. And so just to show you guys, I will sign this on air afterwards. It even has the postage. I'm going to sign Madison. I'm going to have Madison sign Madison. Sav is going to sign Madison. And a huge shout out to all the supporters out there who think that Madison is the best doll. We used to have a hand. We're adding our set design. So we started out with a hand, and then we've added a Madison. So we are really advancing here. Savannah, would you just say that this is the production quality that people that get when they sign up at blazetv.com?
The family is growing, y'all. If you want to see more Madisons, if you want to see more wooden hands, we need y'all to go to Blaze TV and sign up.
Yep, guys, you get $30 off your subscription. It supports us, guys. And it also, on a serious note, we are on the verge of a lot of problems. And I'm letting you know that, you know, as much as we like, I'm trying to keep it a little bit lighthearted, they are coming for the show, and we need you to support us at blazetv.com/Elijah. But also remember that if you make it this far in the podcast, if you listen regularly, we are now trying to do 3 shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, around 2 p.m. It's been hard for the timing because of the, you know, moving around and trying to get everything set up. But if you can leave us a 5-star review, if you haven't already, at Apple iTunes, or follow us on Spotify, guys, just go there and also subscribe to this video. Share it with people. The algorithms are not on our side. So share this video, email it. Get your friends on board. Get them to subscribe. We just need this grassroots movement, and we will keep bringing you the breaking news as always. Because guys, this is very important. I want to read you this thing. This is what your kind of support. Where is this? Oh yeah, look at this. The way your support brings this. CNN released today, federal prosecutors offered the most chilling description of rioters who seized the Capitol last week, writing in a new court filing that the intention was to capture and assassinate elected officials. CNN's just releasing that today, letting people know that people wanted to assassinate elected officials. Guess who told you guys that the night of the actual siege in an emergency broadcast? I let you know that news. CNN is like 10 days later than us at Slightly Offensive, meaning your direct support of the show, leaving us reviews, manually sharing, supporting us at blazetv.com, supporting our sponsors. I am telling you right now, it is breaking the narrative. It is just ripping in, and we are breaking the news faster than the news can break it itself. And thank you guys. That is you that are doing that. Our loyal supporters of America, of the show, of Blaze TV. Thank you so, so much for never giving up on us and for always putting up with my C-minus level comedy and humor and, you know, and this purple graded face. Savannah and I just thank you so much for sticking with us through this all, the highs and the lows, and we're not going to stop fighting. So don't give up on us now. Thank you guys again. Have a great rest of the week, as always. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.